Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Ticket Texter wants an amendment. Anytime we say Class A, he would like it to be replaced with Class B.
Yes.
All right. Phone calls, ticket text, 248-539-9797. We're buzzing all morning long talking about our baseball team. Series is tied 1-1, but it feels like the Tigers have taken control of the series. Two of the next three at home. The belief is they will advance. You broke Cleveland's best pitcher. You broke a 17-inning stretch without scoring any runs. Kerry Carpenter, just more on that. They were 0-for-12 with runners in scoring position before he delivered. Takes the wind out of their sails. His home run was the first home run Class A had given up to a left-hander all season. The first slider that someone took deep off of Class A all season. And the hardest hit ball exit velo off of Class A, Kerry Carpenter. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Nate in Deerfield. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Good.
Yeah, I just want to say last night, I think I reacted more spontaneously to the home run just because the moment was so tense in the game. But historically, the Maglio home run is bigger. I took my son out to Boston last summer when the Tigers were playing the Red Sox, and we stopped at Cooperstown along the way. And I didn't know it was there, but as we were walking through the displays, I noticed Maglio's bat on display in the Hall of Fame. And I'm sorry, but Kerry Carpenter's bat ain't going to the Hall of Fame. It's a little bit of recency bias. I think we're all excited. We're in the midst of this run. But if they continue on to the World Series, we had Ibanez's hit the other day. We had Carpenter's hit or home run last night. There's going to be another big strikeout or another big hit or a walk-off at some point. It's going to add up through this run the longer we go on. So just enjoy the ride, you know?
Yeah.
Historically speaking, hopefully we get a home run bigger than Maglio's at some point through this postseason. I say that would be the goal.
Yeah, you're right. The longer this goes, the more guys are going to have to step up and someone else is going to hit a big home run.
There's another opportunity for big moments.
And Mags was at home, so it was a walk-off. They got two games coming up at home. Not saying I wanted to get quite to that situation, but you never know. We could get a walk-off at home this week.
That's what's exciting about the next couple of days. You know, Wednesday, Thursday, home games at Comerica. you have that moment there with so many Tigers fans present in the moment, not just listening on the radio, not just watching on TV and celebrating in their living rooms. There's going to be, trust me, there's more people will be doing that, but then you have it with the atmosphere down at Comerica Park. And that moment, I think it's, there is certainly an opportunity for these guys. And it doesn't, I don't have any clue who it's going to be. If you had told me before the, before anything got going, that the stars of the show to this point, okay, we would anticipate Tarek Skubal.
Yeah.
But would you think that the stars of the show would be Rodgers? Jake Rodgers?
No.
Trey Sweeney?
No.
They were against the Astros.
Yep.
Ibanez, you could say, well, maybe he'll have a big hit, and he has. Cary Carpenter would be one that you would line up and say, yeah, that's a guy that would be a candidate for a big moment. Skubal, yeah, but there have been so many other guys that have stepped up when needed to, with two outs, to be big participants in this. Now, who's it going to be next?
It's so this team. The big knock for Ibanez was in a game he didn't start. The big knock for Cary Carpenter, a game he didn't start. It's AJ's preferred pinch hitter against lefties, Ibanez, preferred pinch hitter against righties, Carpenter. It's how they've maneuvered to where it's not on one guy. They're going to be set up and put in the optimal spot to deliver. Sweeney, not only his at-bat in the ninth to get on base and extend the inning, how about the double play that he led in the sixth inning?
Yeah.
I didn't think they were going to turn that off the bat because he had to charge, make a quick play. Torque has to go full extension, but Sweeney captains that play at shortstop. Mm-hmm. And it's in the sixth. It's not nearly as dramatic as what happened in the eighth and the ninth inning, but it's a play where they needed to turn that double play. Otherwise, Tarek Skubal has given up a run. You talk about how things can start to unravel. They needed something. Something, because if you keep zeros, you make it so your offense can just scratch across one run. You give up one, now you start breathing heavier. You realize, oh no, we're staring down 0-2. The psyche can flip very easily. Yeah. That double play in the sixth inning was massive.
It was huge, and you saw Skubal's reaction to it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a monster reaction for a monster moment.
Kevin in Toledo, you think we're going a little far? You're on 97.1.
You know, I think Carpenter's home run, you know, as I think compared to Gibby's in 84 and Ordonez's home run to send us to the World Series, I'd actually make, you know, the argument that as far as it being like clutch, like really needed, it's arguably even more clutch than both of those home runs. I'm not saying that it's more dramatic or more goes ahead in Tiger lore, but man, that was a clutch home run, and they lose that game, which, you know, the Guardians have had so many walk offs over the years. It seems like it happens all the time with them. It just seemed like the writing was on the wall. That's how that game was going to go. So it was tremendously a clutch home run, not to even overstate it. That's where I put it.
No, I think that's well put, Kev. Kev, I think that's well put, clutch. Yep.
Sure. And then the other thing is that, you know, people keep bringing up the word, you know, Class A being broken. You know, we'll see if he's broken. I mean, it can go kind of either way, and I don't mean to be obvious about it, but you know, relievers, I've seen relievers kind of fall apart after a bad outing where they're shaken up maybe even for their next one or two outings, but I've also seen them come back and be just as dominant the next day. So I don't really buy into automatically assuming that all of a sudden this guy isn't going to be effective. And one last point is you know, I believe the Tigers had 9 hits yesterday.
Yeah, so, they had traffic, you know, on the bases, I think, the first 4 innings of the game, including some runners in scoring position. It felt like they were wasting some chances.
Oh, many opportunities.
They were going to waste a Skubal start. I mean, that was kind of the underlying story of that game, is as dominant as Skubal was and how electric, those innings were going by so quickly. You also felt like they were squandering, because once Cleveland got to the bullpen, it was going to be harder. And they felt like they were going to waste a Skubal start up until Kerry Carpenter delivered.
Yeah. I mean, it was clutch. And yeah, the Tigers had 9 hits. The Guardians had 3. It just, you had Skubal on the mound versus Matthew Boyd. Right? One's not like the other. And I love the whole relationship that those two guys have. I love the fact that they talked about it on TV yesterday. I know it's a point of conversation, but Matthew Boyd is not in the class of Tarek Skubal. So you would expect that there wouldn't be a lot of hits early on in that game for the Guardians.
Yeah, you would have expected Skubal to leave the game with a lead. And the fact that it was 0, you felt like it had gone wrong. Let's get to Jerome in Lansing. Jerome, you've been waiting. You're on 97.1, buddy.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Just one more day closer to a Tiger parade is how I look at it.
Yep.
No, but I wanted to give Jake Rogers some love. I know that Carpenter and Skubal are the heroes, but the way that he, like John said just a second ago, he's the one that started like the rallies in the last two series, and how he can steal a strike. In the 9th inning last night, if you're watching it on TV, some of the strikes that were called were a foot outside the box, and he would pull it in. It's just unbelievable. It's criminal what he does. But even though he only looks like a third-grade school teacher, I think he solidified a spot on our team and staff together, especially Skubal. I mean, he catches Skubal every game, and it just shows how much dominance they have together.
Yeah, I mean, he frames the pitches as good as anybody else, and he has been the catcher for every Skubal start this year.
Skubal, I think I saw a quote, said, "I don't have to think when he's the catcher.
Yeah.
I just throw the pitch he says.
Yep.
Yeah, and they've been a tandem that nobody wants to face right now.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get some more ticket texts, some phone calls, 248-539-9797. We have Greg Palm at 9:35. Our check-in on college football after an unpredictable weekend. You had some top 10 teams lose. Who are the best 12? It's 97.1.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. Come on, move! You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That's Tarek Skubal reflecting on Kerry Carpenter's home run. The two stars, but not the only guys that had an impact on that game. Total team effort. Tigers win 1-1. Game 3, Comerica Park. It's going to be a zoo. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
People have been waiting for this. I feel like Tiger fans kind of been in hibernation for 10 years. I know people have been paying attention, but people who weren't paying attention, are awake now. Everybody's paying attention.
Oh, people weren't paying attention as of August. Talk about the last 10 years. Let's just talk about July and August.
By the way, did you see, I don't know, Heather, if you're going to do this in your news. Did you see, speaking of August, the Free Press writer Evan Petzold?
Yes. Scheduled his honeymoon or his wedding, right?
No, it's honeymoon.
Was it just the honeymoon?
For Greece. And he booked it on August 10th. All the other beat writers told him, hey, you're good. This team's not going to make the playoffs. And he'd been wrestling with it and wrestling with it. And they had a 0.2%. So him and his wife are in Greece right now during the Tigers playoff run.
I saw that.
Just ridiculous. Yes, going back to August, even the guy covering the team was like, you know what?
No, they're not making it.
They're not going to make the playoffs. Something I wanted to get to today, too, is this Paul Feinbaum show audio. Uh-huh. So as you can imagine, there are some characters in the South, and they all call his show after things happen in SEC football. A thing happened in SEC football. Vandy upsets number one Alabama. Vandy beats Bama for the first time in 40 years.
Uh-huh. First time they've ever had a win over a top five team in their history.
Yeah, I think they're like 0-50 or something like that. Ridiculous. Yeah. So anyway, apparently this guy is like a longtime Alabama caller, and he went on a 7-minute rant. Now, we are not going to play 7 minutes of this guy, but we can play a couple clips, and I think we will all be amused. This is Vandy beating Alabama.
Dropped a couple of dudes in there.
Strike freaking one.
Yeah, I mean, that's a guy after your own heart. Did we know? We don't by any chance know if.
Are you asking if that's like a hillbilly cousin of mine?
Yeah, I'm wondering if you maybe you have a relations down there.
I don't believe so, John. Vandy is my daddy. He, speaking of marital issues, he also compared losing to Vandy to infidelity.
The ugliest little sister on the block.
They got some characters in the South, man.
Oh my goodness. And you know, in the stadium, I think they played the Nick Saban quote after the game, because he was on game day talking about there's a lot of places that are tough to, all the places that are tough to play in the NCC except at Vanderbilt.
We don't have the audio, but this caller also apparently had a signed photo of DeBoer that he had just been given, and he threw it in his fireplace.
And he was apologizing. Well, he said he apologized to Nick because he had used a nail to put it up next to Nick.
It's so great, man. You talk about people watching on radio. It is crazy SEC guy. His team loses. Feinbaum show is the same show. The guy called it and said he poisoned the trees.
Right.
With the Auburn-Alabama rivalry. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yes.
Anyway, we'll have some college football fun coming up at 6:35. Greg's top 12 teams after some upsets. But first, Heather with the news.
Well, if you want to get into the Tiger spirit a little early, if you're going to the game tomorrow, or even if you're not going to the game tomorrow, you should go down tonight because they're hosting a drone show, which could be really cool, 7:30 p.m. outside of Comerica Park. Then on Wednesday, the Tigers are also hosting this pregame block party. Starts at 12:30, takes place outside of Comerica Park. Lots of fun stuff going on there. It is going to be insane. It is going to be so, so much fun. I really haven't been watching a whole lot this season, but I would like to go. I wish I could be there. I know how fun it's going to be, so enjoy yourselves.
The city safely. Is so excited for this. Yeah. And it's going to turn out.
Wallet Hub just put together its annual list of the safest cities in America based on everything from crime to traffic accidents to financial safety to natural disasters, all sorts of different things. And the safest city in America is South Burlington, Vermont.
Okay.
Yes. Rounding out the top five safest cities, Casper, Wyoming, Warwick, Rhode Island, Burlington, Vermont, which is either... Yeah.
It's north of South Burlington?
Yeah, or east or west, but it's somewhere right around there. And then also Boise, Idaho.
Yes, where nothing happens.
Yeah. And unfortunately...
Except a good running back.
When it comes to the least safe cities, we're right up there near the top.
Really?
Memphis, Tennessee, number one. Number two, Detroit. followed by Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, New Orleans,
Baton Rouge.
Yes.
Boise, Idaho is not safe for opposing defenders.
That's right. Yes, exactly what I wanted to say.
Jabril Peppers is in a lot of trouble. He was arrested on several charges after getting into an altercation with his girlfriend over the weekend. You can go and read the police reports. I mean, it's not pretty. They got in some sort of fight, right? And in the police report, it says that he allegedly hit her, choked her, and took off her clothing and put her outside. She told police that he put his hands on her neck, slammed her head into a wall, and threw her down the stairs. He's charged with assault, strangulation, and also a drug possession charge. He did plead not guilty in court on Monday, but he is going to have a hearing on November 22nd. Not good at all.
It is, yeah. The details are nasty.
You guys have iPhones, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you look down on Android users?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
You do? Oh, you do.
Yes.
You have an Android, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So we have to use the stupid green bubbles.
Yes.
Okay, see, I don't even know.
We look down on Colin anyway, but that's just...
You look down on everyone, so it is what it is. Well, 22% of people with iPhones do admit that they look down on Android users, and 23% claim that they would never date one. That's like a deal breaker.
Yeah, I don't think it would have... It wouldn't be a deal breaker.
I really had no idea that it was like so frowned upon by you iPhone users.
Well, you can't do all the fun features with
like
people.
Like what?
Yeah.
What's so fun?
Well, texting is different because when I text anybody with an iPhone or using iMessage, the messaging app, I can do it on my computer. I could do it on my iPad. I could do it on my phone. But when I'm texting you, I can only do it on my phone. So
you can react to messages. You can send with effect. You can do all kinds of bells and whistles.
Fun things, yes. Yes, can't do any fun things with it.
Sorry.
Did you just become Canadian for a second there?
Sorry.
I did a little bit. Finally, go check your eggs. Eggs sold in Michigan are part of this big salmonella recall. The recall was first announced in early September, but it's now been upgraded, basically. Basically saying it's the highest risk possible by the FDA. Do not consume or be near. Just get them out of your house. Don't even look at these eggs. All cartons, I mean, I'm exaggerating.
Yeah.
Carton sizes, expiration dates, and egg types labeled Milo's Poultry Farm. And then... anyone labeled Tony's Fresh Market, get rid of them. Don't touch them. Don't eat them. You'll get very sick.
Even if you cook them?
Don't cook them. Yeah.
Don't risk it.
Don't eat them.
Oh, okay.
Don't cook them. Don't even look at them. Just throw them away.
But I mean, if you cook them well enough, it should.
I mean,
I don't. I mean,
you're saying at a hot enough temperature.
I'm saying throw them out. Don't even.
That's why you cook chicken.
Don't even interact.
Right, but some people don't want to
cook their offspring.
Yes, John. Some people like their eggs runny. Definitely not with these eggs.
I do like my eggs runny.
Maybe people are just dirty and they crack an egg and then they don't wash their fingers. I'm just saying, like, there's
don't want to waste anything.
Don't risk it.
All right, that's Heather with the news. At 9:50, I'm sure some of you want to know, what was it like for Tom to be in Cleveland for that game? We'll get his account of the baseball game before the hour ends. College football rankings next. It's 97.1. It's
better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.